A very public spat between Catholic bishops and nuns is getting more public as each group wages its own high-profile campaign this month. The bishops launched their Fortnight for Freedom campaign, saying that religious rights are under attack after the Obama administration required employers to offer health insurance that provides free birth control to employees. Now, some religious institutions have been exempted from that, but the church says that their religious principles are threatened. Here's Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley on Catholic TV.
Defending religious liberty is not a Catholic issue. It's not a Jewish issue. It's not an Orthodox, Mormon, or Muslim issue. It is an American issue.
At the same time, a group of nuns is on a 9-state bus tour protesting a Republican budget plan that they say harms programs for the poor. Are these dueling campaigns highlighting larger divisions in the Catholic Church? Sister Simone Campbell is leading the nuns' tour. We'll talk with her first. We caught up with her at a stop in Youngstown, Ohio, and we asked her to describe the scene there.
Oh, my glory, it's awesome. Right now, as I'm talking to you, we're actually just driving up to Youngstown, and you have to know, I'm looking out the window, and there's got to be 70, 80 people. They're all holding signs, handmade signs, welcome the nuns, glad you're with us, stand for the poor, speak out for our needs. It's just, it brings tears to my eyes that this moment that we can lift up the best of who we are.
Can you tell us why exactly you're doing this and what you're trying to draw attention to?
Well, the reason that we're doing this is that when all the focus became on Catholic Sisters because of the Vatican's action, we realized we're not used to having attention put on ourselves, and we always use everything to lift up our mission. And our mission is to be with people at the margins of our society. So we asked for help, and a group got together and brainstormed, what can we do to really try to recover the soul of our nation? And we're so worried about the House-passed Ryan budget that would decimate who we are as a nation in our perspective, that we thought of going on the road to stand with our bishops to point out that this Ryan budget is an immoral document and should not be passed or even used in anything as a template for who we are going forward. Our message is really simple. It's just 5 words. What we need as a nation is reasonable revenue for responsible programs. That's what we need. That's how we need to act. And that's the exact opposite of the Ryan budget.
You know, it sounds very much like a political campaign. And some folks might say, why are nuns getting involved in something like this, this very public campaign?
Well, it's really in keeping with Catholic social teaching. Network was founded 40 years ago by 47 Catholic sisters in response to a Vatican document that urged us to not just do the charity, not just do the direct service, but get involved in trying to create systemic change, which is changing policy from the inside out. So what we do out of a prayerful stance is try to make sure that the voices of those who are at the margins of society get considered in the policy decisions in Washington. All of the corporations and, you know, a lot of the folks with wealth have spokespersons in D.C., and we were founded to be the alternative.
You know, you said you're standing with the bishops, and the bishops have come out against the budget, but they're in the midst of their own campaign, really, the so-called Fortnight for Freedom, and they're protesting the Obama administration's birth control mandate and support for gay marriage, and you're doing this campaign at the same time. Some have said you're upstaging the bishops here.
Well, I don't know about upstaging, but the urgency we felt was that this is a time when Congress is making the decisions for allocating revenue. And we think those decisions need to have a moral base. And what I realize is that the bishops are speaking out for religious freedom, and in a sense, we're embodying the religious freedom that we have in this democracy. So while our message is a little different, the points we were making are different, the fact is that religious freedom is at the heart of who we are as a nation.
This also comes, though, as nuns have been criticized by the Vatican, called radical feminists. Are you sending a message to the Vatican here?
Oh, no, I think I probably had a period when I was in law school where I probably could have been considered a radical feminist, but it's so far from who I am now, it just kind of makes me laugh. The fact is that who we are is deeply spiritual people with a deep spiritual life that is the most life-giving thing I can imagine. And out of that spirituality, out of that life, we know that being with people who are at the margins, being with people who struggle every day with poverty, is being alive where Jesus is. And that's who we're called to be Jesus in our world.
But that is really what prompted some of the criticism from the Vatican, was sort of that social justice work. And not only are you doing it, but you're doing it very publicly.
It does get more public. We're kind of surprised at the response we've gotten. But I think the thing here is that we each are limited people, and that we have the capacity to do only so much. And so our mission is to do the work on economic justice. It's been our mission for 40 years. Other folks do fabulous work on the other concerns. We believe in the dignity of life from conception to natural death. It's just, we're only a staff of 9 full-time people at Network, and so you can only do so much.
You're drawing attention to how active women can be in something like this. Are you trying to send that message, the role of women in the church and what you bring to the table?
Well, I think we're bringing the message that Catholic sisters are all about making sure that those who are left out find a way into our society and can contribute. Only we, the people of the United States, can really be this democracy we're called to be. We as a nation are not bankrupt. We're the richest nation on earth. The only thing we're bankrupt in is political will. And we've got to speak out and rescue the soul of our nation.
You better watch out. Somebody's going to make you run for office.
Some people said that, but no. I'm much better at this. I'm an equal opportunity annoyer, I think. I'm after Democrats and Republicans, so it's not a partisan thing. Sometimes our policies are more in line with the Dems, especially on the revenue issue. But let me tell you, I've been giving the Dems a hard time on the immigration issue. So, I'm not running for office.
There are some who say, though, that women are the ones who have been left out of the Catholic Church. And it's a reason that many women have left the church, because they feel that women have had to take a back seat to the men in the Catholic Church.
Yes, and we've met many women along this road who are in that position. The thing that I know as a person of faith is that the faith is deeper than just the leadership. Historically, Catholic sisters have always been with folks at the margins. And quite frankly, historically, we've always been kind of annoying to the bishops. And there's a way in which the bishops are annoying to us. But it's because we have different missions, different focuses. The Catholic sisters are at the margins with people in poverty. The bishops have to worry about taking care of the institution. Of course, there's going to be different perspectives on that. It's painful times. I don't want to pretend that it's not hurtful to have the Vatican say the things about us that they did. I mean, it is painful because we've been faithful. I've been a Catholic sister for over 40 years, and it's the deepest joy in my life. But I also know that as Vatican II, which was our renewal program in the 60s, said, you know, we are the church. The true church is all of us together. Mm-hmm. We need leadership, and we need sisters who are at the margins. We need it all.
All right. Sister Simone Campbell, a Roman Catholic nun and executive director of the group Network, a Washington-based Catholic social justice group, which is sponsoring Nuns on the Bus. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor to be with you.
And while the nuns continue their tour, bishops are urging Catholics to fight for religious rights. When we come back, we'll talk with a Catholic priest about these campaigns. And later in the show, a vaccine for Lyme disease was developed and sold. So why is it no longer available? We'll be back in a minute. Here and now. Welcome back to our look at two separate Catholic campaigns that are going on this month. Catholic nuns are on a bus tour criticizing a proposed Republican budget, saying that it hurts people in need. At the same time, U.S. Catholic bishops have started their so-called Fortnight for Freedom. The bishops say religious freedom is threatened after the Obama administration's decision forcing some Catholic-affiliated institutions to offer contraceptives in health care plans. Father Thomas Reese is a senior fellow at the Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University. And Father Reese, can you tell us more, first off, about what the Fortnight for Freedom is and why the bishops are doing it?
Well, the Fortnight for Freedom is an opportunity for the bishops to make their point that they're concerned about issues of religious liberty in the United States. They're concerned about the government telling them what they should do or should not do in their institutions. And that's, you know, one of their main concerns here.
And now, of course, as we just heard from Sister Simone Campbell, who's leading the nun bus tour, you've got this simultaneous campaign going on, and it's going on as the right after the Vatican criticized the umbrella group representing nuns in the U.S., saying that they should focus more on the church's teachings on abortion and gay marriage and less on social justice issues. So can't this be taken in a way as the nuns almost, thumbing their noses at the bishops?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, this is a group of sisters that for 40 years has been working on issues of social justice, concerned about the poor, concerned about food stamps, concerned about daycare, concerned about all sorts of issues that impact families, middle-class families, and poor families. How can you be against something like that? There are scores of other organizations whose only focus is the work on abortion, or their only focus is the work on things like gay marriage. Well, I mean, that's the way politics is done in the United States. When an organization has too many issues to deal with and too small of a staff, they get nothing done. So organizations focus, and maybe I think the Vatican needs a course in American Government 101 to realize that this is just the way politics is done in the United States.
But it's unusual for religious institutions to get so involved in this, like it's a political campaign, and I think that's why the questions are being raised. Why are both of these groups taking a page from U.S. politics, if you will, to try to get their missions accomplished?
Well, this is nothing that that any other group does, and there's a little difference here. You notice that Sister Simone made very clear that her organization is nonpartisan. They don't endorse political candidates. They don't embrace one political party rather than the other. Now, the American bishops also say that that is what they do. They do not endorse political parties. They don't endorse candidates. What they do is they talk about issues. And I think that's a legitimate thing that both the sisters and the bishops can do, is talk about the issues that are of concern to them.
But it's very difficult not to sort of draw the comparison here that these campaigns going on simultaneously for these different things, almost like a Democrat-Republican divide here, can also be highlighting divisions within the church.
Well, I think that both organizations have their priorities. The priority of the bishops right now is the concern about religious liberty. The priority, in the past, the bishops had for their priority, for example, economic justice when they wrote their pastoral letter on economic justice. And the same thing, they did a pastoral letter on war and peace. Today, back in those days, they had a more comprehensive view, what Cardinal Bernardin called the consistent ethic of life. They were concerned about life from the womb to the tomb. Today, the bishops are much more focused on abortion and gay marriage and religious liberty. The sisters have been focused on social justice, on concerns for the poor from their foundation as an organization 40 years ago when Network was started. The sisters haven't changed. The bishops have changed. They have become much more focused on a narrow range of issues as opposed to their more comprehensive concerns in the past.
Do you agree with the bishops that religious liberty is under attack?
I wouldn't say it's under attack. I think there are some issues that need to be dealt with. I think that, I get concerned when Catholic charities in Massachusetts, Illinois, and the District of Columbia have to close down their foster care and their adoption services because the government says you have to sponsor children with gay couples. Now, whether you think, sponsoring children with gay couples is a good idea or a bad idea, the issue here is that you have an organization that its religious views say they can't do that. And yet they've been doing very good work in adoption services and foster care for generations. Some of them, for 100 years or more. And now they're going to be closed down because they can't get state funds to do that work. I get worried when I see Catholic charities, Catholic hospitals, Catholic education. These are the crown jewels of the Catholic Church. At a time when the hierarchy has a very bad reputation, at least we can point to these organizations as doing good, helping people, you know, giving the face of Jesus to the Catholic Church and doing lots of good things. They can't do these good things without some government funds.
All right.
And if they lose their government funds, then I'm afraid we're in trouble.
Father Thomas Reese, Senior Fellow at the Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow on the show, you guessed it, the ruling on the Affordable Care Act. The news is next, here and now.